begin reading this evening in the Gospel written by Matthew. The Gospel written by Matthew, chapter 27. We're going to read about two of the people that were crucified close to the Lord Jesus on either side. We'll begin reading in Matthew 27. Verse 41, likewise the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and elders, said, he saved others, himself he cannot save. If he is the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And now we'll turn over to Luke. We'll read of these two men once more. Luke 23. Verse 39. Luke 23, 39. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, if you are the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. Now, my friend, on the first night of this week, we spoke of a man who was rich and a man who was poor. But the poor man, he recognized his sin in life and was saved. There was also a man called Zacchaeus, a small man that couldn't reach for salvation. He was too short. But the Savior asked him to come down out of the tree. And tonight we have sung a hymn together that says, make haste, quickly haste. In other words, there's not another day to be saved. It is today. And that's what Zacchaeus learned. But now we are reading of two men, and they're both crucified. My friend, the cross in ancient Rome was a symbol of the worst kind of death, the worst kind of shame. If you were crucified, you were the worst of the worst. And these two men had been condemned to death. But even so, when they saw one man crucified between them that they did not know, it wasn't a man that screamed. It wasn't a man that shouted and cursed and swore. No, it was a holy man who extended his hands to be crucified. And you say, why? My friend, we will see in this story Why? Both of them were mocking the Lord Jesus. Along with the rulers, the religious rulers, the rulers of the Romans, the soldiers, everyone was mocking the Lord Jesus. Then one of them says to his friend, "Do you not fear God? Don't you see that you're being crucified the same as him?" And what's more, he said, "That man hasn't done anything wrong. Anything." And my friend, it's true, our Lord Jesus was crucified there, but he did not deserve to be there. He was the only sinless man that walked this earth, the only one. Then why was he there? Why was he crucified between two thieves, between two criminals? Why was he there? It's a hymn we sing together. Why was he there as a bearer of sin? My friend, because God is a righteous God. And before God, all of us have sinned. None of us can reach to his glory. The Bible tells us this. And this man realized it. He realized, "I'm dying here for my sin. But my death will not cancel my sin. It will just take me to a place where I will suffer for my sin forever." And my friend, no matter what the world has taught us in our youth, the Bible tells us that each of us is deserving of an everlasting punishment. And each one of the Christians gathered here will tell you they understood I was lost forever. But they understood what this man saw. He has done nothing, and he's dying for me. And so he turns his face to the Lord Jesus, and he says, "Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom." He thought maybe he would have to wait a few thousand years, but at least to be remembered. And what did the Lord Jesus say? "Verily, exactly what I'm saying. Today you will be with me in paradise." In other words, you won't have to wait. As soon as you close your eyes here in the worst kind of death, you will be taken to heaven, to paradise with me. My friend, why was this man forgiven? Remember, we said that God was just. And if we read another verse in Romans 5, we read two verses in these nights, but let's read verse 10 now. Romans 5 and 10. "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." The Bible tells us we are God's enemies. By our behavior, by our sin, by being born as sinners in this world, we have made ourselves enemies to the God of heaven. And yet, he sent his Son. And this is what we read in this verse. "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son." The death of God's Son was to reconcile us to the God of heaven. And my friend, the moment that you cry out to the Lord Jesus the same way this man did, recognizing that you have sinned against God, he hears and he answers. And that's when the reconciliation can take place. Reconcile is when two enemies are brought together at last. Friendship at last, right? How is that possible? When God is so righteous and we are sinners, it's because his Son paid for our sins, for my sin and for yours. I remember one night hearing the gospel, and I've told part of this story before. I realized I was a sinner and I was going to hell. And it was the next morning that I cried out to the Lord, save me. And he did. And I knew in that moment I had been reconciled. No longer far from God, but brought close by his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he died for me. But then we read further, it says, through the death of his Son, he reconciled us. But now, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. The Lord Jesus didn't stay in the grave. No. All other men have died and stayed there. But the Lord Jesus rose again the third day. And now he's ascended to heaven. And by his life, he can save you. That's what it says here. It says, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. God is satisfied with what the Lord Jesus did on the cross. Are you? Oh, my friend, that you would see what this man saw. He wasn't seeing that he was worse. Sorry, he wasn't seeing that he was better than his companion or that he was worse than the others that were on the ground. No, he saw his sin and he cried to the Savior. And the Lord answered him, today you will be with me in paradise. And the moment you cry to him, he will give you the same assurance forever. May he bless his word.